Hello, everybody. I am Iris Chavez, and I am your host for today's podcast here at Spot 127. Today, we will be discussing about strange and unusual laws in the state of Arizona. We have hundreds of thousands of laws that we, the people, have to follow, yet there are some laws out there that you find yourself asking, why is this still in the books? For example, did you know that in the state in Arizona, donkeys are not permitted to sleep in bathtubs? My colleague Lorenzo Martinez Lara is joining me here as a guest to talk about these strange laws. So have you heard of the law that distracts that one cannot cut native plants in Arizona or you could face 25 years in prison?
Well, actually, yeah, I've heard about this law. And I believe because in the books, it says that we can't cut native plants, sort of like saguaro like plants, like cactuses and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But what I have to say about that is, like, you know, that kind of doesn't make sense. Like, sure, it's like more historical thing, you know, but what good does saguaro plants? Like, I know that some of them like benefit for like, I don't know, for like food and stuff like that. But it's kind of an unusual law for me, you know.
Do you think this law should be changed?
Actually, I don't think this law should be changed because, you know, if yeah, I don't know.
Have you heard about the law where donkeys cannot sleep in bathtubs?
Well, yeah, I've heard about this law, but it's kind of weird, you know? Like, why can't donkeys sleep in bathtubs, but... I'm guessing back then, like, they had, like, those marble bathtubs that they used, like, outside. Like, they put, like, a fire, like, underneath so they can, like, get a hot bath or something. And, you know, probably donkeys, you know, did some weird things in there. I don't know. Maybe they can, like, break the tub and they probably, like, you know, cease to live, you know.
Do you think that law has had an effect on people?
I believe the only that law that affected people is like ranchers, like people that own like animals to work or like they like eat or something.
Have you heard about the law in Tucson where women cannot wear pants?
Yeah, that's kind of weird, huh? Like, what if you went to like Tucson and you're wearing pants, you know, and then a cop like. Yeah, I don't know. You were like going 60 on like a 30, and they're like, "Oh, you can get prosecuted or something." You know, you go to court. You're wearing pants that day. You know, yeah, you could be probably charged for that. You know, I think that's kind of weird.
Do you think it should be changed?
Definitely, yes. I also heard like in France, you can't wear jeans if you're a girl. You can't wear jeans. I think You know, you can't wear pants, but I think it should be changed because, you know, we're not in, like, in the old times where everybody wore, like, I don't know, like long skirts, yeah.
Have you heard about the law where in Maricopa County there can't be no more than 6 girls in one house?
Yeah, like, that's weird, huh? Like, why can't 6 girls... or 6 women, you know, can't live in a house. But I'm guessing this is because of, you know, back then. Like, this was like the Wild Wild West, you know. You can't live, like, outside. Like, not outside, but, like, where... I don't understand it, honestly. But I'm guessing... I don't know. But I'm guessing they say this, like, so, I don't know, like, so people can, so back then, like, I'm guessing women didn't have any rights, and they didn't want, like, a bunch of women, like, to be...
Living in one house.
Yeah, living, like, in one house so they can, like... Do weird things, you know, or it could like become like, you know, like Like a, I don't know, like a weird place, you know what I'm saying? Like an, yeah, like a, yeah.
Do you think it's had effect on people living in Tucson?
Yeah, I think it affected people in the Maricopa County, you know? And I think it's because I don't think it affected anybody, honestly. Because why would a police officer or a judge even care, like, how many people are living in your house? Unless it's overcrowded and, you know, like, it's not in living standards. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that.
Do you think it should be changed?
Actually, I think it should be, yeah, removed from being on the law because, you know, like the population is rising, you know, and God knows how, you don't even know. We can have an idea what we're going to have as for like a children, mm-hmm. but we can't like change the fact that, oh, maybe I might be pregnant with six girls, you know?
Yeah.
And I've, you know, or like, you know, you have like multiple girls, but, you know, since the population is rising, I think this should be changed, like, quick.
Have you ever heard about the law where one cannot refuse to give water to a person if they ask for it?
Yeah, actually, this is one of those things that I'm guessing kind of, like, restaurants and, like fast food places, you know, they, because, you know, some kids out there, they like to grab their water cups and like drink soda or something, you know, like they're trying to be sneaky, even though we can see they're not. But if people need water, especially here in Arizona, because you can get to like 115 degrees, like in the summertime, and people, you know, they need water, mm-hmm. and especially they could be dying or something.
Yeah. Getting dehydrated.
Yeah.
What do you think about that law? Do you think it should be changed or kept?
No, I think it should be kept. I think it shouldn't be changed, you know, at all. Because, like, there's homeless people. There's people that live on the streets and they're not as fortunate to have a house or like somewhere stable to like to live off or like eat off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it should ever be changed, like, because, you know, like, who wants to refuse? Like you kind of look like a bad person if you try, like, to refuse somebody, like, to help, or especially water, like, which is a life source, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If we refuse those kind of things, what kind of people are we? Especially here, if we're in a desert, we have to help each other out.
Well, thank you, Lorenzo, for joining me in today's podcast. It was a pleasure to hear your opinion. I'm Iris Travis for Spot 127, and we will see you next time.